Avram, in the parasha over here, tells Yitzchak, is looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak. Avram tells Eliezer that he should not go to B'nai's Canaan. He doesn't want a daughter-in-law from B'nai's Canaan. The influence on Yitzchak is not good. And you should go to El Arati, El Moiladati, Teleich, and Lekachta Yishol of Nidli Yitzchak. So Avram makes Eliezer make a shvua, v'ashviyachov, v'ashem alakei, Hashemayim alakei o'aretz. Sim no yodcha tachas yureichi, makes him make a shvua that he's going to take a daughter not from B'nai's Canaan. The pasuk is very interesting. The pasuk says, when it speaks about Eliezer over here, introduces Eliezer as Hamoshe b'chol asheloi, that Eliezer controlled everything that Avram owned. What shaychus does this have over here? We know who Eliezer is. Eliezer, we've had for a while, we've been speaking about Eliezer. Why does the pasuk have to introduce Eliezer over here, tell us who Eliezer is? He's Hamoshe b'chol asheloi. I heard over that you find two different types of people. You have two people that are moving to town. They're looking for a place to live. They're looking for a different certain type of city. They're looking for a home. You have one person who checks out the real estate, checks out what kind of investment it's going to be, how much money he's going to make off this house, if he buys it, this location, that location, how sturdy is the house, how strong, what's the matzav with the restaurants in the city, the business opportunities. That's his concern. Then you have another person that comes to the city and is looking to figure out which city he should move in, and he's looking around, and he checks out the yeshiva, he checks out the Beis Yaakov, he checks out the schools. What's the neighborhood like? Who are the people? What are the standards? Right? Kashrus. Checks out the rest. Is the kashrus good? Is the learning standards good? Are the people good? He looks at his home. He sees his house. He checks out some houses, and he checks out where's the house? What are the neighbors like? What are his kids going to be seeing through the windows? What's it overlooking? The pasuk over here is telling us the tremendous contrast in what concerned and what precautions Avram took. What was he concerned about? What was his main concern? The pasuk tells us Eliezer was a moishel b'chol asheloi. He controlled everything that Avram had. All his money, all his wealth, all his property. And yet there was no shvuas. There was no swearing. There was no concerns. There was no precautions. He trusted Eliezer. Eliezer was a big tzaddik. But when it came to ruchnius, when it came to marrying off Yitzchak and not getting influence, so then Avram was nervous, very nervous, and he was taking precautions, and he was making Eliezer make a shvua not to take from B'nai's Canaan, whatever you do, don't take it. And he didn't trust him. You have to go and you have to make a shvua tachas rei with a chevitz shel mitzvah, and that's the only way. There's precautions, there's zehirus. So marizik a limud. We have to realize what are our priorities. What are we taking precautions about? Tremendous precautions are taken for health. There's companies that make millions of dollars off of asbestos removal because people are petrified for the small chance that there's asbestos in the tiles and it could cause some disease. They'll spend thousands and thousands of dollars to have it removed properly. I remember a bunch of years ago, there was a Maryland sniper. There was a week or 2 week period of time where there was a guy who was shooting out of his car totally random, shooting out. He killed, I don't remember exactly the numbers, 4 to 5 people, different places in the state of Maryland. He was called the Sniper of Maryland, and he put such a panic into, they didn't catch him, eventually I think they caught him, but he killed 3-4 people, and the place was nervous. They say that kids weren't going out for recess, everyone was staying in buildings. He had killed one guy by a gas station, so people would be pumping their car, bending over. so that they're not a good target. They would be walking, whenever they're walking the streets, they're walking zigzags. Because, so if you walk straight, you're in the guy's sight, and you could get an easier shot. If you're walking zigzags, so he has to constantly be following you, you're a harder shot. This is the chances. Think about the chances of being hit by this sniper. There's hundreds of thousands of people. He could be anywhere in the state. But they're moving, they're zigzagging. They say that the gas stations in New Jersey, right before coming into Maryland, were packed with cars, filling up before they come into Maryland, so they don't have to fill up at the gas station in Maryland. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The Zahiros. And fine, that's okay. But at least as much precautions has to be taken for our neshamas, for our health of our guf is one thing, but at least as much precautions have to be taken for our neshama. We have to be zigzagging the places which could hurt our neshama. We have to be dodging and moving around, and we have to be taking these kind of zihirus, not to be hit by things that could damage our neshama, could damage our nitzchi. You look at the government. I just saw the guys carrying around the driver's manual. The driver's manual is like, what is it, 60, 70 pages of rules. 70 pages of rules of where you're allowed to turn, when you're allowed to turn, how much level, what level of alcohol you're allowed to have when you're driving, all kinds of rules, yellow, red lights, green lights, one-way streets, you can't turn a U-turn like this. 60, 70 pages of rules. So we look at a manual and say, this is crazy. They don't trust us. They don't trust my driving. I'm a 16-year-old boy. I could drive. I could drive. I know what I'm doing. They care about us. They care about us. They care about our health. They care about our body. But when it comes to internet, there's no rules, no regulations, freedom. We trust everyone out, every adult in the country is trusted to do whatever he wants on the internet. Unless someone's talking like a terrorist. Someone's talking, making threats of physical abuse, threats to the body. They're after him. The FBI is going after him. There's rules, there's regulations. But they don't care, and we know they don't care, and how are they supposed to care about our neshamas? And the dangers to our neshama, the dangers to olam haba, to our nitzchias. But there has to be, you look at the 60-70 page manual, the yeshiva should have 60-70 page manual of rules to protect our neshamas. We need at least as many rules to protect our neshama. Where to go, what to be walking around with, what we look at, where we go for exercise, where we go to take walks. Everyone despises and is disgusted when they hear about that there's a ganav in the dorm. There's a ganav in the dorm. Everyone's talking. Everyone keeps their wallets in their pockets. Someone's stealing. And whatever they can do to stop this ganav, they'll do whatever they can. And all the precautions are taken to stop this ganav. What a bacha would never even think of doing, he does for a ganav, to stop a ganav. He would snitch to the anhola to stop a ganav. To snitch to the anhola to stop a ganav. That unbelievable, the care, the anger at a ganav, but rightfully so. He's hurtful, he's damaging, he's hurting us. He should be snitched on, of course. I could protect myself. I have to defend myself. But we have to think about, and we have to take at least as much precautions when it comes to our neshama. What do we do when there's people bringing in material, books, magazines, there's things in the bathroom? What kind of precautions do we take? What do we despise that? Do we look down at that? Do we put it, do we stop it? Throw it out, get rid of it. What do we do? What precautions, what's the heroes that we're taking for our neshama, for nitzchias? I heard over that when the Holocaust was beginning and they were starting to round up the Yidden, so there was American organizations that were working very hard on setting up certificates and trying to get people out. And Rav Elchanan Wasserman was offered that we could get out some of your students. So there's a famous quote they say from Rav Elchanan. I don't know the exact words, but Rav Elchanan told them, I'm going to take them out of a sakonas haguf, of a dangerous situation to their body, and I'm going to put them, where am I going to send them? Send them to America, where there's a sakonas hanefesh, where there's a sakana of losing the neshama, of ruchnias. They're going to go to America. And he knew what was going on in America. The matzav in America, Shabbos, yeshivas, very, very shvach, people going off the derech. So he'll take them away from sakonas haguf, to put them in sakonas hanefesh, that doesn't make sense. And Rav Elchanan refused. Rav Elchanan refused, and his talmidim died. But that's Das Torah. Das Torah is that we see the broader picture. There's Olam Haba. That's eternal. This is Olam Hazeh. This is Olam Hazeh. He's going to take them out of the Sakonas HaGuf and put them in the Sakonas HaNefesh. We say in the Yoyna Matzah, we say, Sham Yanuchu Yigiei Koyach. We have to picture, constantly try to work on our imagination and remind ourselves and see it in front of us. Olam Haba. The Kisi HaKovod. We have to see eternity. Think about eternity. Think about Olam Hazeh, the 80 years of Olam Hazeh, and think about eternity of Olam Haba. We have to picture that, and we have to be focused on that. We have to constantly remind ourselves of that. V'sham yonuchu yigiye koyach. You have to repeat it to yourself. Sham yonuchu yigiye koyach. Over there will rest those that are yigiye koyach. Those that toil here, schwitz a little bit, and give up a little bit, and work. Sham yonuchu. Only those that are yigiye koyach will be yonuchu in Olam Haba. Sham yonuchu yigiye koyach. It's okay. It's hard. It's okay. Sham yonuchu yigiye koyach. There will be menucha. There will be menucha. I remember I was in Eretz Yisrael as a bacher, and my grandfather was a regular visitor of Emunas Yisrael. Emunas Yisrael is a big shul in Borough Park, under Rabbi Wolfson. They're big Bali heritage. They daven with a bren, very loud. My grandfather loved davening over there. And they had a whole trip to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Wolfson came with his talmid, hundreds of people came. And they had a Shabbos in the old city. So my grandfather brought me for Shal Shudis to their Shal Shudis. Their Shal Shudis was something special. The lights were off, and it was overlooking the Kaisel. And I remember this, the only thing I remember about the Shal Shudis is Rav Wolfson started a song from Eishes Chayil. Oy zahadeh levusha v'tischak liyoy macharay. V'tischak liyoy macharay. The place got up and it like lit on fire. The place roared and they started dancing and dancing, and this was going on for a half hour, 45 minutes. Oy zahadeh levusha v'tischak liyoy macharay. I'm trying to think, what is the excitement over here? What are these words? And later on I noticed that Tischak L'Yom Acharon, that Tzara, it's talking about Tzara, but every Jew is Vatischak L'Yom Acharon, rejoices, awaits joyfully for the last day of their lives. Awaits joyfully for the last day of their lives, because that's the beginning of real life. That's the beginning. Vatischak L'Yom Acharon, unbelievable. The place went wild. Vatischak liyom acharon. That's a year. Vatischak liyom acharon. We wait joyfully. We await. We anticipate. We're looking forward to yom acharon. Eliezer over here has a tremendous eitzah in the Zehirus, in taking precautions from the Nisayim. Unbelievable eitz over here. So Mamazach, Eliezer comes, and he's looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak, and he comes to the bear, and he says, Vayomar, Hashem Elokei Adonai Avram, hakvei no lefana hayom. Eibishter, bring a nace Now, Tafin Elefan Hayoim, the Rivka should come, the Shidduch should come now. The one that comes with and offers to drink at the Gam Gamalecha Ashkeh, that should be the one. Nisim, days. Now, what's going on over here? Do a little shtavus, this Ruch Nis over here. You have to find a good shidduch. This is Yitzchak Avinu. Do a little shtavus. He said, no, happy the fun hayoim. Now, he tells them, there's no waiting. We have to take Rivka. Jesua just died. Rivka's father is lying on the floor, dead. Wait, Shiva. 7 days, Shiva. Her father just died. No, she has to come right away. What's the rush? So I heard over from Matzil Salman, he says like this. He says, Eliezer understood that he had a tremendous design over here. Eliezer had a daughter. He wanted to marry Yitzchak, his own daughter. And that was pulling on him. And he knew that he had a tremendous Yitzhar over here. Tremendous Yitzhar to mess up on this Shlichus, to mess up on this mission for Avram, in order that he could get Yitzchak for his own daughter. And therefore he said, Havim Avanayoim, bring it right away. Neis, finished. Get rid of it. Make it happen now. Remove the Nisayan. That's the tremendous Yitzhar. The precautions that we take for our health is take care of it right away. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Don't leave it around. This is a tremendous Eitzah that Eliezer did over here with fast action. If you need something, you do it right away. If there's a Yitzhahara, rip it up. Send it away. Send it home. Give it in. Whatever it is. Take care of it right away. Remove it. Remove it. Don't sit in the bathroom with all this material in front of you expecting it to be Kavishu Yitzah. Throw it out the window and then sit down. That we have. You have to preventive. I remember when I was in Lakewood, so there was a overflow of Bachram, and they didn't have a dorm for them, so they set us up in a certain apartment building, and it turned out Rav Phil Salomon got wind of that this new dorm was overlooking a certain Natsnius area, Natsnius issues through what they were seeing through the window. He immediately called everyone from that dorm. He called a meeting with all the Bachram that were in that dorm, and he gave them a powerful shmooze, and he told them, we have to do something. And they did, and they screwed shut every single window and plastered over it and plastered that you can't see through. You have to take concrete action to remove the nisyanis, change the rooms. Do something that will remove the Yetzirah and the Nisayon. These are the precautions you have to take to protect the Neshama, to protect the Olam Haba. Sham Yanuchu Yigiyei Koyach. If you think about it, there are plenty of people that spend 5 years of hard work, 10 years of college, to be a good doctor. What does it take? 6, 8 years of real hard work. They have to give up on the parties, they have to give up on the drinking, and they have to spend a good amount of years really, really doing their work well, homework, everything, getting good grades. And it's an investment, and they invest, and they reap the reward later, and they become a big doctors, big incomes. 10 years. Some people invest 30, 40 years till they retire. 50 years. They're waiting for that time, Sham Yanuchu, that they're going to have Menucha. 40, 50 years. So we have 80, 90 years. 80, 90 years. It's not such a Geferel Chavayda. Sham Yanuchu Yigiyekayach. If you think about it, let's say it was a world that everyone lived for 1,000 years. Let's say, picture it. Everyone lived for 1,000 years. That was the lifespan. And there was a plan, there was a possibility of working 80 of those 1,000 years, if you worked 80, certain college, if you sat in that college and schwitzed for 80 years, then you will have a 920 years of total bliss, total menucha, unbelievable paradise, total enjoyment, hanol, everything. 80 years, and you'll have 920 years of retirement, That's unbelievable. Who wouldn't do such a thing? Think about it. Who wouldn't do such a thing? Everyone would be doing it. 80 years? What's 80 years? 920 years of Geschmack. So we have 80, 90 years for a eternity, for a menucha, for a paradise of eternity. It's worth it. It's worth it. Sham yanucha yigia kayach. Another pasuk in Eishes Chayil says, Sarah said, it's speaking about Sarah, Zomma sad v'atikacheu. Zomma sad v'atikacheu. It's speaking about the Maris Machpelah. The sad is referring to the Maris Machpelah. Zomma means that she planned. Zomma. She planned for the field v'atikacheu when she took it. So the Mepharshim asked, Zomma sad v'atikacheu. Sarah planned for the Maris Machpelah and she took it? Nothing was going on before she was Nifter. Right? Avram did it all. The Mepharshim say that the Maris Machpelah is the Pesach for Gan Eden. But the Pesach was the entryway to Gan Eden. It was a place right near Gan Eden somehow. And Sarah's whole life was Zomama Sad Vatikacheu. Her whole life was planning for a Mokim in the Gan Eden. Her whole life was a life of Olam Haba, of Shom Yonuchu Yigiyeh Koyach, of Atizchak Liyam Acharon, that she rejoiced waiting for the day of Gan Eden, of Olam Haba. That's what she lived for and that's what she worked for. And that's why she got this place of Maris Hachayel, Pesach, the Pesach of Gan Eden. So we have to remember this and put it into our minds of Shom Yanuchu Yigiyeh Koyach. Only the people that are Yigiyeh Koyach for these 80 years will have the true Menuchas HaNefesh of Shom Yanuchu Yigiyeh Koyach.